Yes, and we have Bubbles and Boba here with Alex Meir, who is the co-founder, managing partner of Bubbles and Boba. He's brought the franchise here to the UAE. Apparently this is huge in China and the States. It comes from Taiwan. It's really eating. It's a drink, and yet you eat it. And I've got joining us to sample and give their opinions from the team, the Dubai Eye team, producers Linda and Roy. So, Alex, talk us through what you've given to us so far. So what have I got?
Yeah, you've got the green tea all in one, the Japanese green tea with tapioca. So you've got that special green tea texture, and then you've got the black tapioca balls, and you're sipping it. It's going for your straw. You're chewing the tapioca. It's an amazing sensation. You've got a massive smile on your face.
You can stop talking. You're getting nervous. No, I tell you, it's genuinely really, really nice. It is sweet, but not too sweet for me. I like the texture, although it is kind of strange when you get to the bottom and get to that that little jelly texture going on. It's great. And of course, it's cold. It's iced. Yeah. It's very refreshing. Okay, so what have you got there, Linda?
I think it's mango.
I know.
Linda's got the mango and with tea, with green tea.
With green tea. So green have tea, a taste
and,
of that.
The topping she's got. I don't think she's got any toppings in there.
But it's really nice. Yeah, let me try.
Good.
Greg's joined us as well, our foodie, one of our producers. Good to see you, Greg. So these straws are incredible. This is not a regular straw.
It's a knife.
It's a fat straw. It's a fat, thick straw. So basically the tapioca balls or the jellies or the toppings go through. And then they basically sip up.
What am I eating exactly? What is it?
So you have tea mixed with a mango flavoring and jellies underneath. You've got coconut jellies.
I'm chewing on my jellies. Yeah. Wow, it's extraordinary experience. Greg, what have you got?
I think it's kiwi.
Or yours is green apple.
Yeah,
green apple.
Mm.
Yeah,
and that's coconut jelly as well.
Yeah,
it's a meal.
No, yours is white.
Indeed.
coconut jelly.
Coconut jelly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quirky snack. It will fill you up for about an hour.
Okay.
Aren't there benefits of coconut?
Other benefits.
Health benefits.
There are health benefits. Bubble tea has health benefits in the tea form. So if you go for the tea form, you'll have the antioxidant benefits, and the coconut will have the least calories if you have low sugar, if you're a health conscious person. The other ones are a treat. So, you can basically choose the level of sugar if you want. You know, we have some clients who want extra sugar, which is just bizarre, but they love it. They want it.
Mm. Roy, what have you got there?
I have milk tea with me.
Milk tea with
we call this black pearls. We have something similar. These are also popular back at home in the Philippines. We call them zagu.
Sago
is...
That's right.
Or sago, as we would call it.
Yeah, the black pearls are called sago. In the Philippines. And there's a company also back at home which is also very popular who distributes this something similar. I'm not sure about the flavors of it, but there is one company who's very popular who also distributes something similar. It's called Zagu.
Ah. So for you, you're kind of familiar with the idea.
I'm familiar with the idea, with the exception of the flavors that we have over here. I think we have much more a variety of flavors than what we normally have back at home.
Okay. So do you like it?
So far, I like this milk tea.
Milk tea, okay.
I'll try something else later.
So the black balls are tapioca. Tapioca comes from the cassava root, which is very popular in Asian desserts. Most of the countries in Asia have a use for it. As you mentioned, sago in the Philippines. In Malaysia, it's known as something else. In India, they use it a lot. And in China, it's all over desserts. And tapioca has that soft and chewy consistency. Mm. It's like a gummy bear.
It's like a gummy bear.
It's also used as a thickening agent, isn't it? Tapioca flour
in cooking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for you now, Greg, coming from America, have you come across something similar before or not?
Not really. This is quite fantastic, honestly. it's a taste sensation as well as texture. It's very nice.
Yeah.
And I'm strawberry and blueberry.
You're moving on to the strawberry. There's quite a range, isn't there? There's quite a choice of
all
flavors.
All of these have tea?
Some of them don't. As I said, the original bubble tea had tea.
Mm.
And then over the years, the variants have developed into all sorts of different drinks, and then the tea has finally been extracted out. Some of them are just fruit flavored with tapioca, with jelly. Some of them are smoothies without teas, but the name bubble tea has stuck.
Yeah, so you're kind of, yeah, interesting, isn't it? So you don't have to be a tea drinker. You could be going like for the smoothie, and correct, it's just another variation of a smoothie.
There is something for everyone. Absolutely something for everyone there.
There's at least eight in front of me.
That's right.
I have three. So Linda, coming from Germany, anything similar there?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. But I did try something similar, but that's because I have a friend in Berlin who comes from Laos, and she did that once as a dessert, and I was really surprised. I said, what are we drinking or eating? It was something in between. So I really like it, and my favorite one is the coconut smoothie. But the jelly beans in this one are different. They're more like chewing gum, more than the other one.
You've got the tapioca now. That's the star ingredient and the original topping. So that's the tapioca pearls, which is also known as boba, and that's the soft and chewy consistency. That's the most popular one. But coming on to what you said, in Germany, last year, over 50 bubble tea stores opened in Germany, all around.
Really?
In Munich, in Berlin. Yeah, and it's become a craze in Germany. It's like the next David Hasselhoff craze.
Hey, that's really a myth. The Germans don't like David Hasselhoff. Hey, come on here.
That's not what the numbers show.
I'm not looking for freedom.
So would you be, are you a tea drinker, Greg? Is that something, or are you more of a coffee guy?
No. I limit myself to one cup a day.
One cup of tea?
Yes.
All right. And just a regular cup?
Yeah.
Or do you like
the
herbals?
A mug.
Right.
I'm an Earl Grey guy.
Okay. And what? Why? What is it that you like about tea?
Well, it has a nice kick to it, first of all. There is caffeine in it. So instead of coffee, I'd take tea instead of that. Also, just the flavor. Earl Grey has got a nice little minty bergamot kick to it, which I appreciate. So, yeah. Tea. I've been switched. I used to actually roast coffee for a living. Oops. And I was a bit... like Batista or barista. They're called baristas now. We weren't called baristas back then. We were coffee roaster. So drinking coffees 12, 15 cups a day was not unheard of for me. And then I just decided that's more way over the top. I switched to tea when I came out to Dubai, actually.
Yeah.
Everyone drinks tea out here. So.
And I'm here with the lychee and mixed jelly, which is quite delightful. Mm. And I feel like a kid again. It's a lot of fun, isn't it? You're saying there's, you know, everybody loves bubble tea and bubble and boba. But, you know, when you are opening your doors, what's the biggest selling bubbles and boba tea?
The original bubble tea is quite popular. The coconut smoothie is very popular. There is one flavor which we haven't bought, but globally it's the most popular. It's called taro. And taro is a potato, and it's purple in color. So it's and has a very unique taste. From next week, we'll have that.
Okay.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's not just tea. It's fun. This is fun to drink and chew and eat and enjoy. I like this.
Very true.
Where can I get them?
We're located in Dubai Mall.
Okay.
The second floor opposite the ice rink.
That's I'm
the
there.
First one. The second one is opening in Business Bay in about a month's time.
I'm there tomorrow.
And you've got your kids, so your kids are going to love it. And it is a lot of fun. But I think also what fascinates me within the food and beverage sort of industry, you're combining two things. When you're looking at the popularity of smoothies and kind of going to a kiosk and just getting it made there and then and off you go around the shops, you've got the sweetness. So you even like the kind of cupcake phenomena, you know, but you've got it all going on inside a cup, and literally a cup.
That's correct.
I can't stop drinking this.
Yeah. No, it's addictive. It is. It's a legal addiction.
Yeah. It reminds me of back home. So
it does it.
Yeah. So especially with this one, passion fruit. You know, Filipinos are not really a tea drinker, so it's more of the fruity flavors that we would be having, and it reminds me of back home. So.
We get a lot of Filipino customers who just ecstatic. They come like, "Oh my God, you've opened! That's amazing!" And